This week, we've been talking about our record-breaking warming winters. One upside might appear to be that homeowners don't have to crank up the heat as often. But for most people, the heating and cooling of our dwellings is both expensive and it impacts our environment. Now, there's a growing number of people and programs working to shift that trajectory. Susan Bentz taps into efforts to save money and emit less.
Amber Westerman invites me into her compact, light-filled home in Spring Green. She designed this 1,200-square-foot structure she calls a mashup of rustic and modern. A galley kitchen that spills into open living and dining areas represent the heart of the home. Westerman has worn a lot of hats over the years, in addition to studying and practicing architectural drafting.
I've worked for different architects, engineers, contractors. I've sold building material.
Now she's dedicated to showing if you want to build, you can do it affordably and do right by the planet.
And I began to have open houses because I wanted people to get interested and engaged in this idea of a small, super insulated, all electric, net zero, non-toxic house.
Westerman successfully built what she calls a modest home that has net zero impact on the environment, and she adds, without sending any building materials to a landfill. Westerman points out her window to show off one of the structure's features.
So this is how thick the wall is, 12 inches. And then you build another 2x4 wall on the inside. All you're trying to do is make a thick cavity.
Densely packed insulation fills the cavity.
It's ground up newsprint. It's recycled content.
That adds up to a top-notch thermal envelope.
And when you do that, spend more money up front on the insulation, then you can really downsize your mechanical systems.
Westerman has no furnace. A heat pump handles your heat and air conditioning needs. Despite fluctuating conditions outside, Westerman says her home has remained comfortable and her energy costs consistently low.
Yeah.
I met Maria, who asked that we not use her last name, in Waukesha. When she and her husband bought their first home here, a 1,500-square-footer built in the 1950s, their long-term goal was to reach net zero.
So we were doing research on that for the solar panels because that's something we had been planning on doing.
But as they were about to move into the house, the family discovered mice, lots of them, that had made the house their home. Maria says suddenly plans went on fast forward. In 3 months' time,
had to get the whole house resealed, reinsulated, all of it.
Maria teaches public health at a local university. She'd incorporated the Inflation Reduction Act in her teaching. Now she was taking a crash course on how it could help her family.
I didn't know insulation was covered with the Inflation Reduction Act, but as we found out we needed new insulation, then did the research, talked with the company, found vendors that were a little bit familiar with it, and then went from there.
Like Amber Westerman, Maria's family heats and cools their home with a suitcase-sized heat pump. This winter may have been mild, but who knows what the next will bring. She points to a backup in the living room.
So this is a high-efficiency wood-burning stove. It's little, but it is ultra-efficient, so it does qualify for the 30% tax rebate. You can also cook on it if the power goes out, and it heats the whole house. So it pays for itself in about 4.5 years.
And her family got their solar panels. On Milwaukee's south side, Amelia Navarro Olea owns a century-old home. She came to an energy efficiency workshop hosted by 16th Street Community Health Centers. Attendees will go home with armloads of LED light bulbs, water heater insulation bags, power strips. Navarro Olea says she wants to replace the windows in her house. Yessi Perez with 16th Street translates.
Because she says that her home is pretty old and the windows are very, very old. They have grandchildren. Her family has grandchildren right now. So just automatically what she thinks of is what kind of world are they going to live in? Maybe we won't be able to change the whole entire world, but it's something that we can change as a family.
Eric Schambarger says by next July, Milwaukee will have a program to assist families like Amelia Navarro Oleas. Schambarger heads the city's Environmental Collaboration Office.
We'll be hiring resilience ambassadors in those neighborhoods that have the highest energy burden to help unlock the financial resources that the federal government is now providing to do this kind of work.
Schambarger's team has set a goal.
So with our combination lead abatement and energy efficiency, we have a target to get 100 homes done. Ultimately, we need to get thousands of homes done.
Amelia Navarro Oleas and families across the region just navigated a winter warmer than no other. WUWM will keep an eye on how far partnerships and Inflation Reduction Act dollars take us in booming communities for winters and seasons to come. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.